Ground Hard Radio, meet the new cast.
Can't be disrespecting the gods. 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 Ain't taking no disrespect. I'm labeled the king of the mid. Get love from your hood or your set. In the game so long, I'm a bitch. Don't get involved with the nonsense. Yeah, I stay woke, I'm conscious. South, Mecca, the resident. Our lives were manifesting. We go from knowledge to born. Born back to knowledge. 120 is my college. I'm a universal flag with honors. Now my duty's to teach ya. It don't matter as long as I reach ya. Cause they tryna defeat ya. And they really don't want me to free ya. They tryna keep all y'all blind. Beating your poisonous line. Keeping you deaf and dumb. That's the reason you're losing your mind. I stay wise and civilized. Right over left, stand the vanguard. Coming through, we the God tribe. Reppin' the sun and the moon and the star. I be divine, universal. 360 degrees, my circle. Ain't nothing worse than a savage. A snake could turn back and bite ya. The wise man of the east, whose name is Allah. The supreme being, the black man is God. Can't be disrespecting the gods. 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 Can't be disrespecting the gods.
Introducing my DJ,
DJ Bass Mob.
King Skeez, where you been? I've been around the world, but I'm back again. I've been trapping.
Good Loud Studio.
King Skeez, where you been? I've been around the world, but I'm back again. I've been trafficking, but that's past tense. On my Tina Snow, cash it. Shamboy and a skeet mash on the beat. Jimmy Butler flow, I deliver heat. Kids with no regard, disrespect the guard. Look up in the sky, put them next to guard. Bar for bar, track for track. We got old heads, we got Thundercats. We got auto-tune, we got commercial ads. Conscious rap, but no mumble crap. It ain't none of that. We done with that. And if the action Carter, I am back. The fire's back, and I'm firing that. Mummy style, that's a rap.
The gods, can't be disrespecting 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 the gods.
Do you have any idea of the chaos you have caused around here? Nobody knows what you're doing.
That's exactly the way I like it.
Yeah. DJ Thought to Rock, you know what I'm saying? Workshop in the building, you know what I'm talking about? Man. My man, so icy. This is a Tuco production, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're gonna do a little something like this.
For real.
Niggas always trying to find something to argue. But when you ain't around, wanna holler, where are you? Where you been? You still doing it? You thought I'd stop? Cause you don't see my face at all the same spots all the time. I respect a motherfucker's mind. The problem is, motherfuckers don't respect mine. So when I bounce around, I get a whole bunch of shit back. And niggas try to single me out, and I ain't with that. So you can take it back to where the hell you got it. Cause the trill know when some bullshit is being plotted. The tampon been spotted. Now here's the overflow, running down your leg. It's embarrassing, ain't it? Like you posing for a picture with nobody to paint it. So what's understood don't need no motherfucking explaining. Tell me, what's significant about a falsehood? Toting dead weight cause a motherfucker talk good. Or talk bad, sucker sound so sad. Try to instigate the bullshit cause they ass full of shit. Missing Marvin, Sally Sue's and Becky Jones. All you push all guards and all you trampy hoes. Stay stuck, confined to your cut. If you hate no me, I guess a real flip flapping fuck. What you say or what the fuck you do? Because the bottom line is, I am not like you, niggas.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like none of y'all niggas. Fuck
fuck what you talk about.
I hope you clowns don't show up late.
For real.
For this rock for box gate.
Hey, man. I do this shit for real. You know what I'm talking about? Hip-hop for life since 1983 in this regular ass bitch. Fuck y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I'm coming down on you foes. The DJ Sergeant Rock don't give a fuck about you hoes and sucker-ass niggas that's trying to keep my name fucked up in the game. Baller blocked me like a bitch and that shit was real lame. Fighting off my style, try to get you some fame, but at the same time trying to block me out the game. Well, the jig's up, nigga. Give your gigs up, nigga. Cause if I don't fuck with you, I seriously don't fuck with you. Imitation is not the highest form of flattery. So you sucker DJs know not to battle me. And y'all can have your rag glass, DJ Chump Change, cause I ain't kissing none of y'all ass for a damn thing. Reciprocation, allow me to be explained. I'm blowing perp sticks while y'all hoes give me brains. I'ma bring the funk to your face every time. So when I tell the truth, don't cry, don't whine. I never really shine in this bitch, cause suckers always biting off of mine in this bitch. And people trying to fuck over my mind with this shit. The brokest motherfucker on the grind with this shit. I ain't blind to this shit, but everybody pointing fingers at me. And I'm the same motherfucker since 1983. Hip hopping for years and still got it. And still dropping shit while they bitch and cry about it.
Man, I don't understand what the fuck the goddamn problem is, man. Like, man, what's up, man?
I hope you clowns don't show up,
man,
late.
Man, for real.
For this rock for Fox game.
Man, these suckers out here really don't know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers just don't know, bro. Man, fuck this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Suckers out here stunting, thinking they better than everybody. But you won't make it, shit, not everybody. Just another sucker hoping somebody likes you. Calling out the closest, more synthetic than Spice do. And anybody talking like that is really dumb. How the fuck you gonna get where the fuck your ass come from? Talking all that blows the ass shit. So you can suck a dinosaur dick round this ragged ass bitch. Is you really from the 228? Talking down about the coast, throwing crosses and shooting plays to other niggas. I bet that's how your ass got pussy to other niggas. Like a sucker nigga. The underground ain't rockin' like that. It's real wild style, original dope on wax. So don't knock what your ass can't grasp. You black, we all black, and you can kiss our black ass. And keep them tickets that you whoopin' to yourself. You a push all guard, take your goofy ass somewhere else. If you don't represent the 228, well get your shit and stay the fuck up out the 228. And keep your sorry, sorry ass up out the 228. Cause real niggas ain't playin', sucker. What the fuck you sayin'? That ain't nobody better than you. I know kids in kindergarten sound better than you, nigga.
Oh yeah. We back. It's another season of Grindhard Radio. It's going down 10 years, baby. Let them know now.
Tuesday and Thursday, we in this bitch. The radio don't want no smoke with Jit. That's why we go hard, niggas know the grind. 11 to 1, niggas know the time. Tuesday and Thursdays, we in this bitch. The radio don't want no smoke with Jit. That's why we go hard, niggas know the grind. 11 to 1, niggas know the time. Grind Radio.
1 a.m. we be acting up. Jit running with the bag like it's Christmas. 14 years, yeah, we've been doing this. Calling is jumping like crisscross. NorCal's where I met your boy gets off. Mischief, Tony playing, so you living off. Reality radio, that's us. She's soft, that station getting smacked up. These bars, easy work like a layup. Caught a mommy, so don't try and play us. Our show's hella go, no turn down. My family solid, period, we don't do clowns. Hulk go, no break, my family hood loud. On God, this show is finna go down. No cap, all facts, we the best now.
Grindhard Radio. Turn up for a motherfucking chick. And let that goddamn beat drop, goddammit. What it do, bruh? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy, Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the Black Larry King. And I'd like to welcome everybody to a special. This is a fucking special episode before season 48 of Ground Hard Radio begins this Thursday night, this Thursday, September 21st. You know what I'm saying? We getting down. Right now, I'm in the motherfucking building with the OG, the mob boss. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Divine himself, Carter Mafioso. What it do, big bros?
Hi, time. What up, words? Your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob. Woo. Better known as your barber, Nick the Barber 803, live in the building.
Divine, you...
what's up? Grind hard.
In this thing.
Let's go.
Yeah, man. Hey, we might as well switch up the beat, you know what I'm saying, man? Because look, Carter, it's the OGs. The original OGs in the building tonight, goddamn it. So we gonna do this two-man team, you know what I'm saying? We gonna switch it up a little bit. We, you know, this is a special episode of Ground Hard Radio. I know the fans, the supporters, y'all been missing us, you know what I'm saying? So we wanted to make sure that we did this special episode with the new cast members. And I want to say some of, because you never know who's gonna pop through tonight. So Bit Bro, I'm gonna just tell you who all on the schedule, man. We got your boy J.R. Stunner gonna be in the building, you know what I'm saying? One of our new cast members.
All
we
right.
got your boy Cobra Immortal, you know what I'm saying? You know. And
okay.
we got
okay.
Queen Hilda, new cast member. And what I love about her mostly, you know what I'm saying? She's from Uganda. She was Miss Uganda in, I believe, 2018 and 2019. She bringing some international shit over here to Ground Hard Radio, so I can't wait for us to chop it up.
Yeah,
for her, you know what I'm saying?
Do.
Yeah, no you got doubt. Your boy Cobra, you know what I'm saying? Representing Missouri, he doing his goddamn thing, man. And then you got your serial entrepreneur, J.R. Stunner. He managing artists. He can fix your credit. He can get your house, you know what I'm saying? Man of many challenges,
no
you know
doubt.
So. Again, folks, this is just a prelude, a pregame show to the season premiere of Ground Hard Radio, which will be airing this Thursday night, so you don't want to miss that. But, Carter, since we got a couple of minutes before our first guest get in the building, bro, like, how you feeling? We about to go into a new season, season 48. It's been a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like how you feeling? I feel like we're going to a high school reunion.
I know, right? Back to school. Everybody getting their back to school haircuts. They get the brand new clothes.
The shoes.
The bus is starting to run. Hey, the summer, the heat starting to fade away a little bit. Like the fall weather's coming back. So, hey, I'm excited, man. It's a brand new season, and it's a new era. And I'm so excited.
A new era.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We still definitely here, Ground Hard Radio in the building.
Yeah. You did. And bro, I feel like we've been missing so much shit too, man. Like since the show took a hiatus, the rug just been falling apart. Like, you know, Ground Hard Radio is needed in the rug. Cause there's been a lot of fuckery going on from the shit with the boat fair and, you know, motherfuckers knocked upside the head with folding chairs. Yeah, it's time to get back. Hey, the sun ain't the sun no more. Like, broski, it's hot as hell. Like, nigga, how is hot at 10 o'clock at night? You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about hot. So, man, it's just a lot of shit.
Well, you ain't lying. It's like in Texas, it's like 114 and 110. I mean, yeah, man, that heat. We must be getting close to the sun or something because there's a different kind of heat out there now, boy.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, y'all, make sure y'all keep it locked. Ground Hard Radio, this is, again, a special episode. We back with an all-new season this Thursday. While we're waiting on your boy, J.R. Stunner, to get into the building, we're going to be hitting y'all with some classic hits from past cast members, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know who coming back to the show, you know, so I want y'all to keep it locked.
No,
also, a couple of announcements that I wanted to make. We will be coming soon to catch Ground Hard Radio on Spotify and coming soon to Amazon Music, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of big things coming up.
Okay,
but, yeah, man. Carter, we're going to take, you know what I'm saying? We're going to pay some bills real quick. We're going to show love to the queen, you know what I'm saying? We're going to represent Beat Shop real quick. This track is your girl, Miss Cheese, with Gucci, live on Ground Hard Radio. Take off.
Yeah.
I'm that chick fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. AirItOutRadio.net. Hey, yo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on. One,
two, three, and I woke up early this morning and I went through the five and dime. I saw this pretty young lady that was real, real fine. Whoa. I tapped her on her shoulder and said, excuse me, ma'am.
I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci. I'm fucking Gucci. I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci. I gas on them, shit that's called a moonwalk. I all gas on them, I ain't got no sense, no anti-lapse. That's a gorilla run, I know goons who don't sleep. I was born Gucci, sent the memo out, who I be. Bars caught a body, left no evidence. I sent a toe tag, told them poor ass like your resident. I'm just here, bruh, fuck all that other medicine. You gotta watch them lying ones, cause they talk with the evidence. I see them haters, see them sharp fans. Y'all be different, same sound, same violin. Karma be the force that we all
mentality splits, vocabularies, dialectical prophecy, fighting democracy, equivalent with solar astronomies, with verbal nuclear analogies, mental, harming you bodily, malfunction, results of sneaky drugs, hustling, ducking from niggas busting, for money, lusting, searching, urgent for emergencies, criticalizing them seeds who breathe weak energy and release flows into these, resolution penalties, the street walk casualties, actually take all y'all down in high numerous capacities, rocking for tea, gun holsters, self-motivated composer, getting exposure, three from motor posters, elegant rhymes flowing on coasters. I heard it was the hot spot of the city. Hell's Kitchen, babies burn like the shit in. You ain't know we burn competition. And if you can't take the heat, get the fuck out the kitchen. I heard it was the hot spot of the city. Hell's Kitchen, babies burn like the shit in. You ain't know we burn competition. And if you can't take the heat, get the fuck out the kitchen.
From FCC, we keep it moving.
took it back with that one, huh, bro?
Hey. Oh yeah.
Look
to the Queen, yeah. With the Goose, one of my favorite songs.
Gotta love the Queen, you know what I'm saying, man. Real quick, bro, before we start getting to these interviews, Carter, quickly, you know, one thing I did want to say, man, like, I was excited for us to have new cast members this season. You know, I don't know how nobody else feels, you know what I'm saying, but real quick, if you want to say what's your take on it, you could definitely get that out there real quick. I think we need a new blood.
Like I said, it's a new era. It's a new season, and like you said, a lot been going on in the world. You know, not only that, it's a lot new podcasts, YouTube shows. It's a lot of new entertainment out here as well. So I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to keep the culture going. You know. That's just like salute to 50 years of hip hop. You know, we keeping the culture going too. You know what I'm saying? Through this radio shit. So hey, I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, definitely, broski. And I just want to say this real quick. It's so funny that you say 50 years of hip hop because for the folks out there, you know, I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of how the season starts. That's how we start off, coming together, celebrating 50 years of hip hop. Now, how we end off, you know, we'll find out.
Right.
You know, all right, man. We got our first guest of the night. You know what I'm saying? Again, this is the Ground Hard Radio Meet the New Cast episode. You know what I'm saying? Our first guest of the night.
Okay.
I know him personally. You know what I'm saying? He's a hustler. He manages R&B artist Cecily Monet J right here in Duval County. A serial fucking entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? Again, like I said, he can fix your credit, get you in that motherfucking house. I want y'all to give it up for my boy, you know what I'm saying? J.R. Stunner live in the field.
Oh, man, thank you for that intro.
What's
man.
Good?
Just woke me up, man. Woke me up.
Hey, we're going to roll out the red carpet for you, broski. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no doubt.
Well,
yeah, definitely.
Welcome to Ground Hard Radio.
Yes,
welcome.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be here.
All right, so Jay, before we get into all the craziness, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know you personally. You met some of the cast members on Ground Hard Radio. You actually co-hosted in the past, you know. So for the folks out there who just might not know that's living under a rock somewhere, tell us a little bit about yourself and your grind. Because I always say, man, you a man of many, many talents. You do a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, man? So let the folks know who you is and where you're from.
Yeah, man, I mean, you know, with that intro, you know, I kind of try to follow up with it. But, you know, like you said, man, you know, I'm just an all-around hustler, you know, but I try to keep it legit. You know, it's always easier to go the negative route to make the easy, quick money, you know, that puts a lot of us brothers and sisters behind bars because, you know, we're forced to go other routes because the jobs ain't doing it for us. You know, I'm from New York, so shout out to Queens. I heard y'all was playing a lot of Queens music before I came in, so shout out to Queens, Far Rock, my home city.
Hey, Far Rock,
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the sixth borough. You know, a lot of people don't know about that sixth borough. You know what I'm saying? That's Far Rock. If anybody don't know, look it up. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's what gave me my grind, you know, and being from the city just made me want to come to the South and turn it up. So, you know, like you said, shit, you know, we do work on getting the credit right. I do deal with hard money, private money lenders. If you're an investor out there looking to try to get some money, to get some projects going. You know, myself, I just got my real estate development company started. We're going to be starting to get some properties and start gentrifying our own neighborhoods, you know, start buying land and putting our own people in there because, you know, gentrification is what put a lot of us out. So, you know, I'm just out here, you know, trying to make some things happen. You know, and last but not least, you know, we all working with Cecily Monet J. We got a whole different campaign coming from her, a whole new style, a whole new image, a whole new sound. You know, we got some songs coming out, one's featuring Young Cash, which is a Duval native as well, T-Pain artist. So, you know, we got some things in the mix, man, and I'm just glad to exclusively be able to come here and speak to Grind Hard Radio first, man.
Definitely, definitely. And, bro, mm-hmm. what you just answered kind of led me into my next question, because I'm going to be honest with you, JR. I want to give you your flowers, bro, because when I started Grind Hard Radio with Trigger and Dangerous, 11 years ago, damn near 12 years ago, you was already out there doing your thing, right? You know what I'm saying? And I heard what you said. You were originally from up north, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what I'm going to say to you is, bro, for you to be from up north and you've done so much for, I'm talking about just Duval, period, the South, Duval especially, you know what I'm saying? Like, That's crazy to me. But then also, again, it's not, because you do get the most love not from your own city. You get it from somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to give you your flowers on that. You've been putting out content. You've been doing shit. Bad Girls Club, Duval, Hood Cheetahs. You know what I'm saying, man? So I really want to give you your flowers, and I want to salute you, which really brings me to my actual question. So you've been working with SMJ, I feel like, bro, Since I personally known you, you know what I'm saying? So what's your take on that? Because let's just keep it real. You know, it's a lot of manager, artist relationships that don't quite work out. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I know you damn near probably put in by at least 10 years with this artist. You know what I'm saying, man? So what would you say is the favorite part about being a manager to an artist? And what's your least, you know, favorite part of that? Because I could imagine that's hard.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely, you know, a challenge, especially when you're dealing with someone who's, you know, set in their ways, or, you know, a little bit older than, you know, if you would go with such, like, maybe a little younger of a talent, you know what I mean? Someone who's just freshly getting out here. But, you know, it just comes in part of communication with one another, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're going to have some bickering. Yeah, you're going to have some disagreements. But then, you know, if you really truly support what the person is doing, you know, because it's really hard for you to find a manager that believes in your dreams more, as much as you do, if not more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like the key to it is if your heart is in the right place, man, and you're not looking for it as just to come up, but you truly believe in that individual, I mean, you know, things will work out. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really feel like work when you believe in that person's talent. And you know, I truly do believe that she's a talented individual. She's proven to me over and over that she can change and adjust and make those changes that some people wouldn't want to make, you know what I mean, being that they already know what they know, you know what I mean? So it all depends on the person you're dealing with, man. I can't really speak for every situation, but I know mine is just, you know, I don't like to give up on things that I start. You know, if we're going to finish it, we're going to finish it however it ends. You know what I'm saying? If it's a bronze or if it's a gold, we still going to go for whatever medal we going to get.
Yeah. Well, hey, I just want to let you know, bro, it's a beautiful thing to see. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of artists, they don't have the same manager. You know, and to see y'all still kicking it, you know, that lets you know, like, folks doing good work around here. So I want to salute you on that.
Oh, yeah, facts. I mean, you know, I hate the reputation that, you know, Duval gets, the crab pot city or whatever they want to say. You know, but I was able to come out there and pull some things and make some people come together and you know, just did it on the strength of love. There wasn't no money involved.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I got this, you got this, let's put it together, let's make it happen. We did the mixtape that way with DJ Twiggy B. Shouts out to him. That was, you know, some while back. We did like a compilation of all Duval artists and put it on one tape. I mean, you know, like you said, you get more love when you go outside your city. And that's only because the people that are your neighbors, you know, are not going to believe in nothing you got going on because they still see you every day. You know what I'm saying? So while you grinding and hustling, the people that, you know, live closest to you and don't see that come up yet are not going to believe in what you got going on until you move from that neighborhood and they see you somewhere and they be like, damn, that's the nigga that live right next door to me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like your friends and family, they usually are the least people to support you than strangers. You know what I mean? You can go out and probably meet 10 strangers that'll give you more than what your family can give you right now because they just won't
support
what
you
believe in.
Yes, that's definitely for sure. Well said. Well said, bro. All right, so check this out. I got one more question for you, J.R., before I kick it over to my broski, Carter Mafioso. I know personally when me and you talk, you know what I'm saying, I was excited about you joining Ground Hard Radio just for the simple fact that, you know, you do a lot of shit behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, man, you do it off the strength of love, and I felt like you coming over here, we actually get to know you personally a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? But my brother, I want to know, like, what was your thoughts? Like, you know what I'm saying? What you expecting from Ground Hard Radio, or why did you decide to join Ground Hard Radio? I guess that's the question I'm trying to ask.
I mean, the title says it all, man. You know, if you ain't out here trying to grind, then, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're doing. You get what I mean? But it's always been love, you know what I'm saying, over here at Ground Hard Radio. So, you know, I felt like, why not? You know what I mean? And if I can get any type of platform to get my voice heard, you know, to maybe drop some jewels that I know from as far as credit tips or, you know, just little things from how to apply for a credit card just to be able to get you approved. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to reach whatever masses I can, you know what I'm saying, to be able to get
absolutely
the word out on you know, young entrepreneurship and I also want to throw out there, like, I feel like a lot of people these days, you know, frown upon a job or a person that works or things of that nature because of the internet so powerful. It got everybody thinking that they can be a boss. And there ain't nothing wrong with it, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we do got the source now to know that the job obviously is not the way to go, but you're going to have to start somewhere. So don't let this social media get you twisted up out here to think that you're going to be able to just do it off the strength of nothing. You got to get money from somewhere to make something happen. So let's pull back from that. And y'all niggas that's out there sitting on the couches and saying that you got a dream and you're going to be this and that, go get your ass a job for a little bit till you get right. You know what I mean? Like,
you're spitting facts, bro. Yeah. Straight up.
But yeah, we're talking to throw that little midget out there, because I mean, I've never seen so many now hiring signs when you can walk outside, and, you know what I mean? It's just unbelievable.
Right?
Like, everybody wants to be the boss, but you know what I mean? Nobody trying to get, you know
trying
what I mean?
To work.
Like, we can't even get fast food no more. We can't even get fast food to be fast no more. You know what I'm saying? So,
ain't shit.
You know, like, stop playing with yourself, you know, go out there, you know what I mean, just suck your pride up. If you got to go out there, do what you got to do, man, and support yours and support your dream. You know, if you're trying to go out there and start a T-shirt business, you're going to need a screen printing machine. You're going to need a roof over your head with some electricity to run that screen print machine. So, you know, do the smart thing, plan for your future, you know what I'm saying, with the job money. But just, you know, don't keep your mindset that you're going to be at no job for 40, 50 years of your life, 30 years, or whatever the retirement is.
For real.
I just feel like our people got the message, but we're going about it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Yes, definitely entrepreneurship is the way to go, but you're going to have to start. You can't just jump out the window with it, you know what I mean, and do it the right way. So
definitely. Definitely. Well, I'm going to tell you this, broski. We can't wait to see what you bring to this new season of Ground Hard Radio. And right now, I'm going to kick it over to my OG, my motherfucking big bro, Carter Mafioso. Got any questions, broski?
No doubt. First off, I want to welcome you to the cast. JR, welcome to the team, and thanks for coming tonight.
Salute. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No doubt. And I want to give you some extra points for showing up tonight. That's like the main thing in any team or any event or any occasion or anytime you're having something, the main thing is showing up. So by you showing up tonight, that shows a lot about the person you are. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got plenty no-shows. You got plenty people that don't know how to, you know, separate their business from life. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Right. So I just want to give you points for that. You know what I'm saying? And
I mean, like,
my first question,
but like the man Scarface said, man, you got one thing in this world. You know what I mean? It's your word. You know what I mean? And
right.
A lot of people,
real
like,
nigga shit.
A lot of people neglect that term of your word. You know what I'm saying? Because your word sometimes is all you might have. You get what I'm saying? You might want to borrow $1,000 from somebody, but your word is all you got as collateral. But if I go call Bob, Joe, and Mary, and they tell me you ain't never give them their money back on your word, then your word don't mean nothing. So, you know, increase the value of your word. But my bad, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to.
Oh, nah. It's your show tonight. It's your show tonight. And that's what I mean. Like, it's this show is catered to, you know, for you, you know, joining the cast. So for you not to be here or, you know, not show up, that just says a lot about, you know, the person at hand. And you here showing up and showing out, doing your thing, and I'm loving the interview. So, I just had to salute you from that, first of all. You know what I'm saying? And
straight up.
I want to ask you, being that we in a new era, in a new time as far as music, entertainment, you got hip-hop, R&B is kind of fading away. What do you think, let's see, from your position and your outlook and just seeing things, what do you think has changed from, let's just say, 5 years ago to now as far as the entertainment world? What do you think should be done different that was done back then to nowadays? Like, what would you bring to the table different than you used to do 5 years ago, since you've been in the game for a minute? What would you do different now than you did before? Because by now, let's just say for 5 years, most businesses really start making money to after 3 years or 5 years. So you kind of get a knowledge of what works and what don't work. So by you being in the game, even you've been in the game longer than five. So I just want to know, you know, what would you bring new to the table in this era as far as the radio?
I mean, you know, just, I mean, right now everybody knows that, you know, obviously the internet is where everything is going.
Right.
Or has been going. You know, it's just getting to a point where, you know, you have to be more creative with what you can bring to the convenience of the American people, you know?
Right.
I feel like it's more so, everything in America is about convenience. The more convenient you can make something to somebody, the more chances are that you'll be able to capitalize on something. So, you know, I feel like what we would try different is just making ourselves more accessible and more convenient for people to find her talent and her music as far as I'm concerned. You know, when you ask that question, I'm trying to figure out which aspect to answer it from, because, like I said, you know, I just did get my real estate started, my real estate investment business started, so that is something that is going to be new to me, so I can't say what I would do 5 years ago with that, but I would definitely say with the knowledge that I wish I would have known 5 years ago, I'm glad, you know, that I'm able to start doing what I'm doing now with the real estate.
Right. And you answered it. You answered the question because you said the internet, and that's what a lot of radio stations are merging their channels and their station, or have some kind of affiliation with the internet. So yeah, you on it. It ain't no right or wrong answer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's your time to shine. So we just tapping in your world. You know what I'm saying? And
sure.
My next question. I ain't gonna talk your head off with too many questions, but so the listeners and the fans can get to know you. What kind of music do you like, or what do you like to do during your what's your hobby? What's your favorite hobby?
I mean, well, you know, music wise, you know, I listen to what I like. You know, I can listen to a country song right now, and then 10 minutes later, I'll be listening to some trap music. You know what I'm saying?
Like me.
It's just, It's just, you know, what catches my ear, what I feel like relates to me, you know what I mean? Hobby-wise, you know, I'm a, I'm a car head, you know, I'm into cars, that's one thing, but, you know, my hobby is my hustle, you know what I mean? Like, that's my hobby, you know what I mean? Like, for me to be able to go out here and get a bag is what I consider a hobby. I like doing it, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't like getting up to go to make money. Some people, you know, would rather sit on the couch, you know what I'm saying, and play video games or do whatever. You know, I get a thrill out of you know, making transactions.
That's real shit.
The more transactions I can make, you know what I mean, makes my hobbies. But on the side from all the money and work, yeah, you can catch me under the hood of my car trying to do something that I probably shouldn't be doing. That's going to probably get me a ticket or two later down the line, but I can't help it.
Okay, respect.
So you're an SRT man, or you're an Audi man?
I'm actually a Q50 man right now, currently. I mean, like I said, I'm a...
He gonna fit on good this
car.
Season. I love it. He gonna fit right on in. Come on. Let him know.
I can't, you know. Like I said, I'm a car guy. If you know, everything is willing, you know, the car that I got is the car that I am at the moment. But I just got rid of a Beamer. I switched to a Q50, so, you know, it just says a lot. A lot of people would have been like, you know, what? You went from this to it? I'm just a car dude, you know what I mean? Like, I can go from a 2018 right now to a 2005 and wouldn't care, you know what I mean? Like, it's just about customizing a car or making it something more of what it was when you got it. To me, that just, you know, I get a little kick out of it, you know what I mean?
Facts. Is it true that they stopped making charts and challenges?
I'm not sure if they stopped. If they stopped making them or they started doing electric. Is it electric now? Or, you know,
because I know I've seen
they go
the
on
post.
The electric route.
Oh, okay. Because I've seen a post that was saying.
What post you saw?
It was a post saying that Dodge stopped making challenges. I guess they probably still got old challenges, but
I think I've heard that they get rid of like the SRTs and making them all electric or something like that. But I've never really been too much of a fan of American cars. I'm sorry. Don't kill me.
Like,
I mean, Corvette C8. I'm cool with the C8 Corvette maybe, but you know, I'm not. Really, I mean, I guess because I'm in Atlanta, I've seen too much. I feel like. Atlanta is the home of the Chargers, Challengers, and Camaros. You know what I'm saying? The triple C's of Atlanta.
Right.
Oh, man.
So it's like it's going by so
seeing
many.
Everything in there. Yeah. You're seeing all the big boy cars in the 80s.
Yeah, but how much customizing can you do to that same looking car? You know, after a while, when you got 30 of them in one little spot, it's just. It's too much for me. Shout out to them Charger boys. No disrespect to them Charger Challengers and none of that. You know, salute to y'all. Y'all paying them high ass car notes. Salute to y'all. High ass gas. Salute to y'all. But you know,
No, I'm just saying, this is going to be a good motherfucking season, man. I love it. I love the bouncing.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Since we're talking about cars, you know, I'm just on it. I was just going to say, back in we used to, I want to say, because I'm like the 90s and 80s, you know what I'm saying? But we used to get the old, like, a Crown Vic or a box Chevy, and we'll get like put a 350 in there, and put some knots in there with the dual pipe. Remember that era?
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm a city boy, so we wasn't focusing on them. You know, my era, you know, coming up, you know, up north, we was we was into them Civics, them, you know, Integras, and,
oh, yeah,
you know, the import. You know what I mean?
We was doing it
real fast and the Furious, blocking off roads, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the best part about it was dipping from the cops, you know what I mean? You got 100 people all jumping in their cars and starting their cars and everybody trying to get away from, like, 3 cop cars, you know, whoever get caught getting clowned on at the end of the night, because it's like, how you get caught out of 100 cars and there's only 3 cops that showed up to the run. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a culture.
All right, I gotta take my control, goddammit.
Hey, the season, how do you feel coming. Since you said about New York, I'm all over the place with the questions, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm enjoying the vibe. How do you feel about them being able to do the 50-year hip hop anniversary at the Yankee Stadium?
I mean, it's an amazing thing, you know. It brings the home of hip hop back to New York. You know what I'm saying? But you know, there's a lot of people coming out from New York. You know, New York is definitely doing its thing, but you know. Like I said, the South, music is music to me, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, whether it's from up north, down south, dirty country, it don't really matter to me. But, you know, it was a good thing for New York, I'm sure. I know a lot of taxpaying money went to New York events and whatnot and clubs and you know. So it's money getting made.
No doubt.
New York,
but they also,
so it's a good thing.
Fact, and if y'all didn't know, they naming First Ave after DJ Kool Herc, the creator of hip hop in Manhattan.
Absolute.
They named the street after him. Yeah, if you didn't know, that's what I'm talking about. Well, my last question for you is, what advice would you have for any upcoming artist or realtor or promoter or any young guy that just don't know what he want to do and just what should he do? What kind of advice could you give a young lost soul that's out there just acquiring to be something in life?
Well, I would say, you know, I never look at myself as, you know, like a role model or somebody to follow. I mean, if you know, saw something that I'm doing and looked like it's, you know, something you want to do, you know, cool. But I would say do your research on whatever it is that you want to put your efforts into. You know what I mean? If it's becoming a realtor or if it's becoming an artist, do your homework on what, you know what I'm saying, what goes on behind the scenes with the paperwork. You know what I mean? Find out how to get your master's on to you and, you know, all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying, before you just jump into the studio and start making records and wasting money and all that. Whatever it is you're trying to do in life, do the homework on what it is that you're trying to do first. Don't just jump out there and see somebody on the internet doing it and say, yeah, I could do that too. Like, everybody on the internet ain't telling you the backstory of how they got to where they are on the internet. You know what I mean? They ain't just slipping and fixing and, you know. So just do the homework and see if it's worth what you want to do, because you know, you might start something and later on, you know, 30 years later, you realize, damn, I wasn't meant to do none of this. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you built for what you're trying to do. If you're not built for it, then figure it out before you get too deep into it.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, I thank you for asking my questions, and I'm glad you're on the team and can't wait to have a good season with you, J.R. Salute.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
All right, now check this out now. Y'all know Carter done mobbed on the time, goddammit. One thing that they ain't changed about Groundhog Radio, this shit still on color time. So check this out, man. Coming up, we got Cobra, and we should have your girl Hilda in the building. So what we might do, we might just go ahead and merge both of those interviews together just so we can stay on time. JR, we do got this track that we definitely want to introduce from your girl, SMJ, Karma Sutra. But before I have you introduce that, bro, I want you to let the folks know first, where can they hit you up, you know what I'm saying, on social media, where can they find you at, where they can contact you, and I want to know if you had any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your supporters.
Yes, sir. Social media, you can find me on Instagram, _ the letter O, the letter U, and the words hustle, hustle. So it's O-U, hustle, hustle. On Instagram, my Facebook is linked there. My website for my real estate company is linked there. Cecily Monet J's info is linked in there. Instagram is the main source to find me for the first, you know, and then it spreads out to everything else. So I'll just leave it with that. You know, just shouts out to everybody that's listening. Shouts out to y'all guys for having me. Shouts out to my artist, Cecily Monet J. We're going to work this year. Got some things coming. Like I said, some real good music I want y'all to hear. You know, people saying R&B is dead, but we're gonna bring some stuff to the table that might second guess what y'all say. So, you know, just listen out for it and you know.
No doubt. That's what it is. All right, so, Broski, one thing I got to say this to you real quick. I look forward to you joining this cast, you know what I'm saying? And I think you're going to be a force, you know. But nevertheless, we got that track from your artist, you know what I'm saying, SMJ, Karma Sutra. I want you to go ahead and formally introduce that to the folks that's listening right now. And everybody else out there, man, y'all sit tight. Y'all keep it locked. This is Ground Hard Radio. Meet the new cast. Gerald, what you got for us?
Sir, new music. Uh-huh. Karma Sutra, Cecily Monet J, Duval's Finest. If you got a woman at home, it's time to grab up on her and listen to this track. Let it go.
Let's get it. Ground Hard Radio. Take off.
Bye.
All right, that's Carter. That's what the new season
that was
brings.
Fire, hey.
That was, man. I got to shout out Triple Boy Channel. This season about to be lit.
Yes, sir.
And, bro, we so lit right now, you know what I'm saying? So, we've been doing this for almost 13 years, Ground Hard Radio, meet the new cast. This is how we're going to switch it up, make sure everybody stay on day call time. We got two more cast members that we want to introduce. And, Broski, I'm thinking we should introduce them at the same time. You can go back and forth a little bit. That way we still keep up with time and all. Y'all know how we do on Ground Hard Radio. This is reality radio, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? So how you feeling, bro? Think that's how we need to rock.
No doubt, man. I'm loving it. Hey, I'm in the passenger side riding with you. Hey, everywhere you want to go, let's get it.
So, hey, well, the level right, goddammit. Yeah, that's how we doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because the folks, they ready, man. They ready. And they watch it, man.
Okay.
It ain't just one doorbell. Goddamn it, we got one. We got one more. Two, goddamn it, two more. Ground Hard Radio, the new era.
Hey.
You know, I always say, real quick, ladies first, you know what I'm saying? We do have a new cast member by the name of Hilda's Mood, you know what I'm saying? Or if you'd like to call her Hilda, you know what I'm saying? I can tell you, again, entrepreneur, model, classical trained vocalist, you know what I'm saying? Like, we doing it real big for y'all this season on Ground Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? Representing Uganda, I want y'all to welcome your girl, Miss Hilda.
Yes, thank you. Hey, Hilda.
We did good.
Welcome.
We did that. All right, she approved, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hilda, we want to welcome you to the show tonight, darling, you know what I'm saying? Salute. We can't wait to chop it up with you about joining the cast of Ground Hard Radio. Real quick, I just want to know, how you feeling? You good?
I'm feeling great. I'm super excited for this opportunity. I've never, been on radio in this way, so thank you again for such a warm welcome and this awesome opportunity.
That's what's up. Salute, Queen.
God.
Salute.
God. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. All right. Next up, I got to introduce my broski all the way from Missouri, you know what I'm saying? Recording artist, songwriter, you know what I'm saying? CEO. Like we bringing it big to y'all this season for Ground Hard Radio. People out here doing things, man. I want y'all to give a warm welcome for my boy, Cobra Immortal, in the building.
Hey. Woo. Hit it. Ground Hard Radio, what it do? Thank you for having me.
Let's
your boy Cobra Immortal.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Big coming in. Big clock
to
in tonight. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Hey, well, on behalf of Ground Hard Radio, first and foremost, we want to say salute and welcome y'all to the show. I actually want to start off with the queen, Miss Hilda, you know what I'm saying? Me and you, we talk back and forth. We are grateful for you joining the cast of Ground Hard Radio. But for the folks out there who might not know, could you tell them a little bit about yourself and your grind? How you get down?
Yes. Thank you so much. Again, my name is Hilda, a.k.a. Hilda's Mood. I dip and dabble into a lot of different things because I own and founded Movement Production House, which we aim to build pipelines between Black communities worldwide through media and entertainment. Yes, I'm the first American in my family. We're from Uganda. I'm based here out of Atlanta. And right now I'm focusing on a event production right now. I've been in the pageant circuit. I started Runway when I was 14 years old, and I'm building a modeling school right now as we speak. I just do a little bit of everything, the music videos, the parties, pop-up events. I'm part of the Farmers Market Circuit, heavy in the DMV area. Just making things happen in our community through media and entertainment and tying that into the education as well and how we can actually build up the world for each other.
salute. You can't even really say nothing after all that. You know what I'm saying?
I know, right?
And I ain't even trying to be funny. Y'all know this is Ground Hard Radio. This is Reality Radio. So when me and Hilda was kind of talking back and forth, she was telling me, she was like, "Hey, Jit, I don't even think I got a voice for the radio. First of all, you got it. I'm trying to tell you right now. You know what I'm saying? I want to salute, but Queen, by you doing so many things, like, you know, how do you balance it all? You know what I'm saying? Because I always feel like, you know, yeah, we go out here, we grind hard, we hustle, but you still have to have that personal time to yourself. So, like, how do you juggle doing so many things?
I just make sure that when I say focus, and focus my energy and remind myself of what my intentions are, because sometimes we can start adding things to our plate to just be busy for the sake of being busy. So being mindful of that so that I'm not burning out, and then just having an amazing support system around me. I've been grateful with all of my friends. I've been blessed with so many friends throughout life. Everywhere I go, I meet a new friend. So I have amazing friends. My family is extremely supportive, and, you know, they do a great job of holding me accountable and telling me when to check out and when I'm going too hard. So definitely keeping the beautiful people around you that not only want to see you produce, but also want to see you be at your best, so they can really call you out and tell you, like, hey, sis, slow down. You've done enough for today.
All right, that's what's up. All right, and check this out again, and salute, Queen. Ground Hard Radio, this is the Meet the Cast episode. You know, we be running on CP time a little bit. So, Carter, I kind of wanted to switch it up. I'm going to come back to Miss Hilda, but if you got any questions that you want to throw out there for either Hilda or Cobra, you can go ahead and do that too.
Okay, no doubt. First off, I want to welcome you to the team, Queen Hilda. And you say we're gonna do the next cast next. Well, I want to welcome both of y'all to the cast and to the team. But my first question is for Queen Hilda. Out of all the talents and the skills that I hear you do, which one is your favorite one you like to do?
I think my favorite thing to do, out of everything, I love to share all of my gifts and passions with children. Working with children is truly my passion. Even in pageants, my platform is education, equity, and youth advocacy. So doing the modeling with children, doing the theater things with children, anything that has children involved and just pushing forward the youth, that's really my favorite thing.
Oh, man. The babies are the greatest. Salute to them.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. And, I believe the children are our future. Whitney said it best.
Yeah.
That's right.
For real.
That's right. Salute. And Mr. Midwest, I want to know, what do you plan to bring us with for the season of Ground Hard Radio?
Excuse me, sir. You were cutting out. Can you repeat the question, please?
Oh, okay. I said, Mr. Midwest, what are you planning to hit us in the head with this season of Ground Hard Radio? Like, what you bringing to the table?
Man, excellent question, my man. It's your boy, Cobra Mortal. Yay! Ooh! You know, I'm going to bring the fire, the energy, the controversy. You know, I'm a bring it all to Grind Hard Radio, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that's on the line right now. The Queen from Uganda, Grind Hard Radio, for allowing me to come on your platform, man, and be a part of your team. And, you know, I'm really thankful and blessed, so I'm definitely going to be bringing what Cobra Mortal does, is the fire and the energy, to Grind Hard Radio.
I like that.
Okay.
Okay.
It just said I was running my mouth too much today, y'all. So it's Queen Hilda and Cobra Mortal.
Yes, sir. That's what's up.
Hey, welcome y'all to the team, and we're going to have a great time. You know what I'm saying? Salute to y'all, and I can't wait.
No doubt.
Yes, sir.
That's
man. I'm definitely looking forward to it, for sure.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Yes, it's
no, hey, I got you. You know what I'm saying? So, Cobra, once again. Hey, we playing ping pong tonight, goddammit. There's a conflict. But, hey, we going to work it all out. You know what I'm saying? But, Cobra,
no,
again, you know, what we want to welcome you to the show formally. You know what I'm saying? I talked with you, Carter, DJ Sergeant Rock. We already know what you bring it to the table. But for the folks out there who might not know, you representing Missouri, man, let them know what it is, what you do, and how you been doing it, you know what I'm saying? Because you've been doing this for a minute, bro. I got to salute you on that. I see you, you know what I'm saying? So
no
I got to salute.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. It's your boy, Cobra Immortal. You know, I'm a rapper, singer, songwriter, you know, performer, recording artist from Crystal City, Missouri, 30 miles south of St. Louis. And, you know, I've been doing... you know, trying to find my way in the music business since 1999 and 2000. And along the way, you know, I just trying to hone my skills, you know, master my craft. And then in 2014, I was signed to a label in California. So I went out there for a year and worked with them. And then once the label deal fell through, I came back to Missouri, you know, went on ahead and established my brand, Mo Ill Records, Glasstown Music Group. I have an excellent business partner by the name of Cody DeRue. Shout out to Cody D. He's my business partner with D-Verse Productions. And we've been doing music together since 2015. You know, I just released my USB EP on the USB drive, Bad Boy. You know, so I'm selling that. And really just, you know, networking with people, you know, through social media, you know, doing shows and events, meeting different people, you know, and, you know, just staying true to myself and, you know, having the determination and the belief, man, because you got to, when you're doing this independently on your own, all you got is yourself. But it's up to you to connect with the fans and your supporters and everything. So I just been grinding hard over the years and, you know, I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
No doubt. That's what's up. And I kind of want to piggyback off of what Carter said earlier. You know, we in the season where we're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, long and strong. But by you being in the game so many years, bro, I want to know this from you. Like, what you think is the current state of hip-hop? Because, and the reason why I'm asking you this, because, I mean, I see 50 more years of hip-hop, but where you see it going or what you think is the current state of it?
Well, you know, the current state of hip hop right now, you know, when you look at you look at what they did in New York, you know, all of the legends, the people that I grew up watching, you know, like the LLs, the Run DMCs, the Fat Boys, you know, NWA, when they did that show in New York and various places around the US, the veterans, the pioneers of the game, they're selling their shows. But you got other artists like Ice Spice, Lil Baby and all them, they can't even sell out their shows anymore. They even if they lowered the ticket prices,
right,
they can't sell out their shows now. So it puts a strain on the record companies because the record companies, they got to recoup that money that they invested in them. But I think I like the fact that the veterans and the pioneers of the game is still doing it because with social media, it's making them more relevant. And it's a beautiful thing to see, you know, because I was born 3 years after the first hip hop song that was produced. The first hip hop song that came out on August the 11th, 1973. I was born 3 years after that. And to see black people take something that we created, that we invented, and turn it into $1 billion a year, a $17 billion a year industry, that's a beautiful thing because hopefully it'll continue to grow another 50, 60 years like y'all were saying and open up the doors for artists like myself, the queen on the other line right here, you know, Grind Hard Radio, because the bigger that hip-hop grows, the more we grow along with it too. So that's how I feel like hip-hop and rap will continue to evolve into something bigger in the next 50 to 60 years.
No doubt. And you know what? I wholeheartedly agree with that. You know what I'm saying? That was well said, bro. Definitely well said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so check this out. My next question is for the Queen Hilda and Cobra. You know, with y'all doing so many things, I'm going to ask y'all the same thing that I asked JR earlier in the podcast. What was y'all thoughts of joining Ground Hard Radio? Or, you know, like Carter said earlier, bringing to the table, do you see it as a platform where, because I always tell people, you know, you got to use your platform for what's good. You know what I'm saying? Get
right.
your shit out there. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? But what was your final decision for saying, you know what, man, I'm gonna sign on. I'm going to try this.
Well, you know, for me, man, this is something that I waited years to do something like this. You know, I've been wanting to be a part of something that was bigger than myself outside of the music. Because, you know, as entrepreneurs like myself and many of us who are on this line right now, we're always thinking. When every time you think of an idea, you're reinventing yourself and your brand. So by right. coming on to Grind Hard Radio, it adds a new dimension to the Cobra Mortal brand, the Queens brand, Grind Hard Radio's brand, other radio stations. You know, it's like it's just a big thing to be a part of something like that. So, you know, it's something that I always wanted to do. It's something that I can, you know, put on my resume. And, man, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Right.
No doubt. Queen, same question.
I love that. I love that answer. I think for me, it's on the opposite side of things. In building and doing all the work that I do, I've thrived in the behind the scenes and supporting people in the back. And so I'm just in a part of my journey where I'm practicing putting myself in the forefront and just trying new things and putting my voice out there. And so this is just an awesome opportunity to do that and just honestly practice leaning into myself and speaking up for myself and just letting it be what it is. And so I think that it's awesome to have a platform like Grind Hard Radio and to be able to share space with so many different minds and different people in different places, especially at different age ranges too, because I was born in the 90s myself. So this is more of a learning experience for me more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's respect, Queen.
One thing I can say is both of y'all got great voices for the radio.
That's what
I say that now.
Yeah.
Y'all definitely got
thank
good voices
so
for the radio.
That was really one of my favorite
things. I know, right? No, Hilda, you got it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you already heard Kobe. He bringing that fire. That's just what we need. You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I'm so,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Ground Hard Radio, new season. It's a new era. All right. Queen Hilda, I want to know, is there any place, websites, the folks can reach out to you, you know, via social media, you know, they want to contact you, you know, what can we find you on the internet?
Yes, the easiest way to find me is on Instagram at ResetTheMood or on Twitter at Hilda's_Mood. Reach out to me for anything at all, and I would love to help y'all out.
No doubt.
Of course. For a small fee, y'all. Y'all got a tipper.
Got a tipper. Get the money. Gotta have the money, goddamn. Yeah.
Gotta tip that job.
Yeah.
Yeah, we trying to make some money around here. All right.
Yeah, it's 2023. You gotta get a popcorn.
Yeah, for real. Go ahead and throw your social media handles out there, bro. So what can we find you on the internet?
Yeah, you can find your boy Cobra Mortal. I'm on Facebook.com/ The Real Cobra Mortal. That's the official music Facebook fan page of CI. Also, you can like and subscribe and find me on YouTube at Yo Cobra Immortal CI on YouTube. You can also find me on Instagram at Cobra Mortal, Twitter at Cobra Mortal, TikTok at Cobra Mortal 1. Of course, I got music on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Amazon Prime, Amazon Music. So that's where you can find me. If y'all want to reach out, holler at your boy there.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And Coco, we know, before y'all get out of here, we're going to hit y'all with that track he got, Critical. But, Broski, real quick, I want to know if you had any last words or shout-outs that you want to throw out there to your people or to your fans.
Yeah, man, it's your boy, Cobra Mortal. Yay!
Ooh.
Man, I just want to say thank you, a huge thank you to everybody on Grindhard Radio, man, the Queen Hilda, your first guest that you had on there, the fans of Cobra Mortal, St. Lulu in the building, my Vegas, Las Vegas people, my Florida people, shout out to C. Ruth, Big J, you know, my babe, Sandra, you know, all my friends and family in California, in L.A., DJ Cisco, rest in peace to my dad, shout out to all the DJs that have been playing my music. Shout out to Jefferson County Leader for the article that they wrote about me back in January. And salute to the fans who purchased my USBs, man. Let's go.
You did. Hey, salute. And I told you, Broski, you're doing your thing, man. So I want to salute you.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be a great addition to Grindhard Radio. You got this. Queen Hill, same thing. And it, any last words or shout outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your supporters?
Your girl Hilda's mood, and I'm just so grateful again. Thank you so much to Grindhard Radio and the entire team. Shout out to every city that ever taught me what to do out here. Shout out to Dallas, shout out to Houston, shout out to Orlando, big ups to Atlanta, and of course my hometown, the DMV, and Baltimore as well. And, yeah, shout out to everyone who supports me, everyone who's listening, everyone who's out there, especially anyone that has a dream. Big up to you for chasing it, and don't ever let it go. And thank you to my mama for being everything she is.
I know that's right. That's what's up. Hey, Queen. Like,
did she just say, did you just say the DMV?
Yes, I was born and raised in
Okay. See, I know, this beautifully, right? And Queen, I just want to say,
a lot of people don't know about the DMV.
Yeah, exactly.
Baltimore,
I just want to say on behalf of the cast.
Maryland.
Definitely. And on behalf of the cast, Queen Hilda, we definitely look forward to working with you. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see what you bring
to the
show this season. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate both of y'all. Cobra, before you get up out of here, Broski, I want you to go ahead and introduce that track, man. We got that track for you, Critical. I want you to formally introduce that thing. And I want y'all to keep it locked to Grindhard Radio. Meet the new cast, new era, GHR.
Yeah, it's your boy, C.I.
Boom.
Yo, my song, Critical. Man, make sure y'all check it out. Salute to Grindhard Radio. Critical is coming. It's making these rappers, you know what I'm saying, aware. Better beware, because your boy is coming. Let's go.
Let's get it. Grindhard Radio, keep it locked.
Yeah. We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
Grind hard, you hear us bust. Molest synopsis getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distance, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip, cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on. Making moves out of Duval 365. We play songs, reality, no cap, dog. We the team with big dreams. Certified on all streams. And with them red beams, better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Grind hard radio. Little. Let ride.
Yeah. You know what it be, man. It's your boy, C.I. Man, I'm locked and loaded. Man, I ain't even worried about y'all, man. You know who I am? Man, it's Critical for y'all. Man, y'all looking pitiful. Tell them, big dog, what we gonna do?
I am the one who knocks.
I'ma hit him with the tech. Like an NBA ref. Fight it up like a chef.
target. Represent my sight. They know that I'm the hardest. Family members are fake. They're praying for my demise. When I started rapping, see the hate in their eyes. The suckers knew what they do. I'm ripped like a rule. Better watch yourself before I take you to school. Ain't nobody out there stopping me. Ain't nobody out there harder than me. People out there wanna stop me. No, no, you better pop me. Hit them up with the K. I'ma take them up. Hit them like a jump shot. Cause you know that I'ma get hot. Hit them up like Pac. Rest in peace to my niggas. Hit them up with the AK. Man, I blast them niggas. I ain't talking about that. I ain't hold nothing back. I'm the king of this rap. You know it be like that.
Man, I kept telling y'all, you know that it's critical for you rappers, man. I ain't afraid of none of y'all, you heard me?
I am the one who knocks.
That's what we gonna do.
I'ma hit up with the track. Bass gonna be bumping. Watch out for CI. Man, you know that I'm coming. Different strokes like I'm drumming. Beat them up like a drummer. Play them up like a flute. Better watch what you do. Make them slip like oil. Man, I'm hot like fire. I'm the king of this rap shit. Yeah, you know I'm a sire. Get the bag like money. I don't give a damn. Wrap them up like a money. Hit them up with the sand. Put them down on the block. No one never gonna stop. To my man, I'm a hustle. Till I get to the top. I ain't worried about your niggas. I ain't worried about your marks. I'ma eat them up. Just like a shark. Man, you know that I'm not weak. Crystal City where I'm bound. Rolling with D-Verse. Yeah, you know we got the sound. Strike them out like a mound. Cause you know I'm a pitcher. Better watch yourself. You know I'm going to get you.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. It's your boy, C.I. Critical for y'all. Leg up.
Woo, that was hot. That's that new era shit, Carter.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He did that. I like, I'm loving the new cast. I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Both of them actually had some hot fire tracks, too.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it. You got J.R. Stunner. You got Queen Hill.
Yeah.
You got Cobra. You know what I'm saying? Coming from everywhere, you know. So I feel like this gonna be one hot season. I already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying. So I do want to salute to everybody that tuned in to this special episode, Grind Hard Radio Season 48 premieres this Thursday night, September 21st. You know what I'm saying, on all major platforms. Big Bro, I told you at the end, I had a couple of announcements that I wanted to make. Once again, we got to say we will be streaming through Amazon Music as well as Spotify, you know what I'm saying, as well as iHeartRadio. We already been on, iTunes, Google Podcasts. You can literally just Google Grind Hard Radio and you can pull up the last 12 fucking years of content, you know what I'm saying? But we on the bigger and better things, man.
One thing...
Bro, that I want to throw out there that has changed. You know, I know for the last 12 years, Grind Hard Radio has aired Tuesday and Thursday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. But when we do come back for the new season, man, the new time slot is 10 p.m. To 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God damn it. We've been on this show. Carter, this is how I feel. This is what I just said. Why you change the time? God damn it. I've been on this show for 12, going on 13 years. I was in my 20s. Nigga, I'm 41. I'm tired. I go to bed early. We go to bed early now, God damn
it.
Y'all grew up with us. You know what I'm saying? We get a little older. You know, we got grandchildren around this motherfucker. The children grown and shit. You know, so, yeah, you know. And that's another thing, Carter, I want to say. That's what I love about Grind Hard Radio, like just catching up with a couple of people, even from the returning cast. They moving, some people getting married, some people having babies, you know, some people entering new relationships, and that's what it is about Grind Hard Radio. And what we want to bring back is the authentic fun, the entertainment, your guest interviews, you know what I'm saying, the hottest topics. Because, look, I almost came out of retirement with that boat shit in Alabama. I want to talk about it, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man. I was so mad we wasn't on L for that one, goddamn it, because it's a lot of shit to unpack. Yeah, man. I want to interview a couple of goddamn folks. Like, what really happened, goddamn it? But, man, I think we're going to have a good season. And, bro, before we get up out of here, man, how you feeling? Me and you, the OGs.
Hey,
man. We the OGs of this shit now, bro.
Hey, yeah, man, we still doing. I just want to give you your flowers now while you here and tell you that I'm proud of you. And once again, thank you for the opportunity to let me share this journey with you. And, hey, I'm riding with you till the wheels fall off. You know what I'm saying? And I want to mention that we got two new locations to hit the grind hard. The Midwest, St. Louis,
Missouri.
And
in the
DMV. So you done open doors for so many states and so many places, man. I just wanna give you your flowers, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad to be here. I'm ready for season 48. Let's get
definitely. Yeah, man. Indeed. So once again, man, shout outs to the new official cast members of Grind Hard Radio, J.R. Stunner,
no
boy Cobra Immortal, and the Queen, Miss Hilda, gonna be in the building. New season of Grind Hard Radio. We out this thing, man. Deuces and my Chris Brown boy.
What's good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us, 323-693-3043.
Man, hold on. What was that? One
more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio.
Take off.
Brand new bitches acting like they running shit, they really ran through. I spend that 500 before I ever trap you. They thought I was gonna fall off. I hate to bring you bad news. Through so many racks, a bitch can't even see the flow. From Atlanta to LA, the only time I'm back and forth. Cheap niggas make you pee, rich niggas get you both. Gave a Bentley to ballet and let that nigga dry the boat. Let me pop off. Lead a club, sloppy drunk, come home and get my rocks off. Her bitch from the south, he tryna see me knock his socks off. Told them bitches meet me at the top, think they got lost. I'm on go like Grizz. She thought I would kiss her ass, she must ain't took a man. Shit around my neck, it cost her arm and leg. Where that nigga set for life, I let him give me pray. I done it all, feel like shot it low. Left it to the bank, but shit is not a joke. Say she got a problem, imaginary smoke. Bitches set it up, then put it on the floor. I done it all, feel like shot it low. Left it to the bank, but shit is not a joke. Say she got a problem, imaginary smoke. Bitches set it up, then put it on the floor.
I don't know what y'all been told. Bitch, your mans know if you don't, what's happening?
Ribbon on me, I've been acting brand new. I ain't smoking on no Zylo, bitch, I'm smoking on you. Put your bestie in a pack and now I'm smoking her too. I've been ballin', saw them all, could've went to LSU. Huh, got so many chains on, I can't even see my throat. These hoes don't do enough, that's why I always do the most. Broke niggas give the dick, rich niggas sponsor goals. Only thing a nigga get for me for free is free to bros. Let me pop it off, point me to the biggest love. Baby girl, come top it off. She said she don't like me cause she love me, duh, knock it off. That bitch made some pages just to sub me, but I block them all. All these hoes is mid. Y'all are lurking on my page before she see her kids. Shitting on these bitches, dunking on their heads. Get these hoes some melatonin, put their ass to bed. Nigga cry for what? Bitch, these are denim tears. I'm sexy dancing in the house, I feel like Britney Spears. So put it on the floor, just like their career. What they got on me, bodies in a couple years.
I done it all, feel like shot it low. Left it to the bank, but shit is not a joke.
say she got a problem. Imaginary smoke. Bitch, you set it up, then put it on the floor.
I don't know what y'all been told. Bitch, your mans know if you don't, what's happening?
Yeah, it's getting kind. I'm in the booth playing with my pussy, bitch. Big Lotto, big party. It's a real bitch party.
Grind Hard Radio, you bastard.